Welcome to episode 3 of Serial Shakespeare, A Comedy of Errors. If you're joining us for the first time, I'd rather you not, because I simply can't take all of this week's podcast to catch you up on the incredibly complex developments that led to a guy named Aegeon being sentenced to die in Ephesus for being from Syracuse and my efforts to free him, chiefly grabbing his son Antiphilus before he steals away with another breakfast roll at the inn I'm staying at and telling his son to get his tail down to jail to pay the 1,000 marks so his dad can go free. As I just mentioned, sort of, I'm staying at the Centaur Inn, the same inn as Antiphilus is staying at. I figured this would be pretty easy. Nab the guy coming through the lobby and be done with it. Right? Yeah, well, here goes. excuse me, Antiphilus?
How do you know my name?
It's a great story. I'm sort of a fan. Anyway, I met your...
No, Dromio. I do not have the card for the workout room. Take thou that.
Hey, violence never solves anything.
Violence solves everything. I'll be right back.
And he was, or rather, I thought he was. Antiphilus, there you are!
Of course I am. Do I know you?
We just met a minute ago.
Right. Excuse me, a workout card? What do you want with that, Dromio? Are you calling me fat? Take that!
Hey, hands to self. Hands to self.
Oh, Angelo. Excuse me. I need to go to speak to this man about a chain.
And he left. But then he came back. Or so I thought. Did you get your chain?
I what?
Your chain. You went to see a guy about a chain?
I pity the fool that thinks I go around wearing chains. What is it, Dromio? A bagel? This tastes horrible. Take now that!
I'm gonna have to file an anti-bullying report.
I see how this is. You're an evil magician.
Me? A magician? Was that bagel entirely covered in poppy seeds? Antiphilus ran away, of course, but then he came back. Antiphilus, slow down! Your dad needs you.
Dad? I have no dad. I'm an orphan.
Well, he sort of thought you were his son. He said he had a son named Antiphilus. Which is a pretty unique name, you gotta admit. So it has to be you. He needs money because he's about to die because of some crazy law.
If you're from Syracuse, you die law? I love that one. No, Dromio, I told you stealing towels from the inn is wrong. Take now that.
He left, of course. But then he came back, of course. Okay, so I'll leave you alone if you answer me this. You really like the if you're from Syracuse, you die law.
Syracuse? Who said anything about Syracuse? I'm from Epidendrum. Epidendrum, you know, born and raised. I know nothing about Syracuse. Never even heard of that small place in Asia Minor. I mean, it could be anywhere. It could be in York or New York. Really, just anywhere. And I wouldn't know. You know, you can sniff out those Syracuse people if you scratch and sniff. Oh my! Dromio, where are my fresh towels?
This Antiphilus guy was clearly disturbed. Worse, I needed to help him if I was going to help Aegeon. I asked the concierge if they had recommendations for doctors that dealt with multiple personality disorders. They sent me to Dr. Pinch. Next week's episode. Serial Shakespeare is completely, mostly, sometimes borrowed from the brilliant work of Serial from This American Life and William Shakespeare, who mostly, completely, sometimes, maybe wrote A Comedy of Errors. This podcast is intended to entertain the 6th grade gifted students at Columbiana Middle School, where I, Jason Mayfield, teach. And so, as such, all errors about today's deep, deep meaning and commentary on the social manners of Elizabethan society are completely unforced errors due to the lack of knowledge I have about any and all of those matters. Special thanks to this week's Antiphiluses. Both of them were voiced by the brilliant Billy, an 8th grader at CMS. You are welcome and encouraged to leave feedback, particularly if you found the podcast useful, through iTunes, and to contact me at jmayfield@shelbyed.org.